Good morning, good morning. Hey, this is Branch President, Columbus, Ohio, Kenny Hodge. Hey, with a response podcast today to the Dayton, Ohio branch. Let me break this music down a little bit so everyone can understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. Hey, good morning, Dayton. Let's try to clear some things up here. I'm reading your responses to my interview, and apparently you weren't too happy with it. And I'm kind of okay with that. I mean, just so we understand that. JB Smooth, Shop T-Dub Stewart. And I read your long, lengthy response back on the Mail Handler webpage, but let me tell you something, okay? I work in Columbus. This all took place in Dayton. A mail handler wanted to share his view, his vision on what happened, and I encouraged it. Yes, I did. Because we need to understand what goes on in the branch. Now, let me tell you something, okay? I didn't tell you that I was a fact-finding commission. The entire podcast I said to you was, this is a mail handler sharing an experience, again, from his perspective. And any mail handler that's in the 304 that wants to talk about that on Hodge to Hodge podcast, please call me because I will continue to promote that. And just for the record, let me explain to you, maybe in my words, what I think a campaign consist of. Now, listen, and this don't always have to be adversarial, but I am launching a campaign to unseat the current local president. Now, fellas, ladies, if I thought he was a good president, then I would not challenge him for that position. Just the fact that I'm challenging for that position, there's going to be some things said that may be viewed negatively. I can't help that, okay? We're not just going out here telling lies. That young man gave me a situation he went through, and I responded to what he told me, and I will do that again and again and again. Okay, you keep mentioning certain points about what he said. That's what he felt. That was his perception of what took place, and I'm going to tell you something. From my dealings with the local president, his perception is right on track. Now, I take my personal dealings with him, and then I hear stories from other mail handlers, and they're very similar. I know, maybe we're all wrong. No, we're not. So when I accent or I embellish on that type of information that is coming to me, come on. Don't tell me I'm running a smear campaign. Now, you folks in Dayton, he was your branch president before he became a local president. So there is such a thing called, I'm so used to the bullshit that I think it's normal. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that you suffer from that, but I'm saying don't sleep on that condition. Now, I'm running a campaign because I know I am way more qualified to do that job than what you have right now. And it's going to take a little while because you're used to being in the local. But I guarantee you, once you get over being upset, you're going to really love the way I lead and direct Local 304 under the leadership of Kenny Hodge, local president. So, I have additional folks, just so you know, out of Dayton, who would like to also share some experiences. So, when you tell me Dayton is 100, you know, who are you fooling, yourself? Now, I want us to be tight, but when you come back with a response, maybe 100 means something a little different. Maybe 100 means most of the people are on board. Okay? Just remember this, okay? I don't work in Dayton. So So if I find out something that's going on in Dayton, how do you think I find it out? I imagine it? No, people call and tell me. So stop with the 100. Everybody's got issues. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge. And I'm going to continue to campaign the way I campaign. Okay? I'm going to continue to try to show you that I am the better candidate. Now, let me tell you something. There are people that's going to be loyal to Bip regardless of what he does. And I guess I understand that he's been around for a while. But being around for a while is no longer acceptable for leadership in Local 304. And I'm going to try to change that dynamic. Hey, so all I'm going to say to you is when I win the election, I'm not a grudgeful person, so you don't have to worry about me trying to retaliate or not allowing you to be a steward. If you want to remain a steward to help the folks in Dayton, by all means do so. See, that's a little different than your current local president. So, Dayton Post Office, your mail handlers were the first, probably in a series of mail handlers talking about issues in their facilities on Hodge to Hodge Blog Talk Radio. Dayton, you were just the first. But again, if nobody else comes up or comes forward with stories they want to share, trust me, I don't seek them out. But I promise you, that's not going to be the last interview you have with mail handlers in 304. Because a lot of them are rather fed up. And the fact that they're fed up means I'm going to offer them a different type of leadership, a different style of leadership, one that they can have a lot more confidence in. So let's get over being mad at Kenny Hodge, because Kenny Hodge is just getting in motion. Have a good day, Dayton. And the rest of the National Postal Mail Handlers of the United States and worldwide.